speaking to reporters after Stephen Pidgeon was arraigned Thursday on bribery and other felony charges, State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said emails show Pidgeon, an attorney, engaged in a corrupt scheme with State Supreme Court Judge John Michalik. And Schneiderman says Michalik admitted it.
In March of 2012, Michalik specifically asked Pidgeon's advice about a case that involved Pidgeon. Pidgeon responded that he thought a motion to grant a protective order in the case should be denied. Well, 2 weeks later, as we allege, Judge Michalik sent an email to Pidgeon. Attached was a copy of the decision written just as Pidgeon had requested, along with a note thanking Pidgeon for his, quote, efforts, close quote, to find Michalik's relative a job.
And in another instance,
Judge Michalik appointed a lawyer that Pidgeon had suggested as a receiver, even though that lawyer was not on the government list of people qualified to be a receiver. According to the felony complaint, Judge Michalik told Pidgeon that was not a problem. He wrote, quote, we pushed it through anyway.
Then, to top it off, Schneiderman says,
we allege that Pidgeon extorted $5,000 in phony consulting fees from that same associate, essentially a kickback from the guy he got appointed as a receiver.
The allegations, Schneiderman says, are why so many Americans have lost faith in government. He says the impartiality of the judiciary is the most important cornerstone of the American justice system.
For a judge to sell their office for favors, for benefits, for money is something that I think should offend all Americans, but certainly should offend all American lawyers. This is something that we cannot have. The undermining of public confidence in our system of justice is a very serious problem in this country.
Michalik pleaded guilty to bribery and another felony and resigned his seat on Wednesday. Pidgeon pleaded not guilty and was released on bond. Schneiderman says the state and federal investigation is ongoing. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.